just regular parking, yeah. I mean, it's legal. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't seem to have any special...
If you pulled up alongside the
curb.
Would you call it parallel parking?
Well, I suppose you would, but we don't, yes, I guess, you know, I guess that is something that I don't say often, and so I'm just not too familiar
okay.
with that part.
Okay. What are the little things along the side of the street where the firemen come and connect the hoses to when there's a fire?
The fire hydrant?
And what kind of parking can be done at a shopping center? Just different names for parking, if you have any.
Well, there might be, but I'm not familiar with that either.
Okay. What kind of building has several levels for parking that might be downtown? What would you call that?
Well, that's amazing because I can't even think of that. There's one right across the street, just a new one, just been built, across from the publishing house where I work. Mm-hmm. And a level, it's on a level. But I can't think.
Would you call it maybe a parking ramp or a parking deck?
Ramp would be more, I think that would be more what we call it, would call it.
Okay. What are the tallest and largest buildings in town? What kind of it?
Well, we have the life and casualty building, and then we have the new one that's just been finished as the New Hyde Regency.
Oh, really? Yeah, mm-hmm. We have one of those in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We've just got ours. I mean, it's just been finished.
Oh.
Just very recent.
What would you say a high-rise is?
Most of the high rises here in Nashville are the places that are home for the elderly.
Mm-hmm. So apartment type?
Yes, mm-hmm. And they are mostly for the elderly.
Mm-hmm. What kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings?
You mean like alleys?
Mm-hmm. Would you call it an alley if it was between homes rather than office buildings?
Yes, I would think so.
Okay. Would you also call it an alley if it was between office buildings? I mean, or do you make a difference?
No, because even the office buildings, they'll call that too.
Okay. What would you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and new ones have not yet been built in their place? You know, in between two tall buildings, you might have a place that's all level.
A vacant lot.
Mm-hmm. And what about a smaller area in a neighborhood where children might play or trash is dumped or something?
Would that be called just a dump?
Would you call that a vacant lot also?
Well, yes, I guess it would have to be that.
Where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
The faucet. The fountain.
Okay. What would you call the small cars with only two bucket seats? You know, they're real tiny.
Volkswagen?
Besides a brand name, you know, if you're just talking about lots of small cars.
A bug.
Do you call them?
That's what we call the Volkswagen. Mm-hmm. You mean just a slang name or just a name?